This Deadly Choices Radio podcast is sponsored by Deadly Choices. A deadly choice is a healthy choice.
You're tuned to Deadly Choices Radio with your host, Sinead Clements.
Yes, that's right, you mob. You're listening to the Deadly Choices radio show on 98.9 FM for the best country. And I am Sinead Clements. I'm a proud Kalkadoon, Birra and Jitterbal woman from far north Queensland. Before I go ahead, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land and pay my respects to elders both past, present and emerging. So welcome to our Deadly Choices radio, you know, our weekly show dedicated towards mob, making them deadly choices. Remember, making a deadly choice can all be about eating healthy, remaining active in both your body, mind and spirit, ensuring you keep up to date with that 715 health checks, resisting any temptation to take up smoking, or, you know, taking the right steps to quit smoking for you and your mob. So in the studio, we're joined by Deadly Choices Ambassador Petro Sevenesiva. We'll have a few more yarns later on, one with Dr. Jonathan from Brisbane ATSICs, who'll be giving us a bit more COVID update. And, yeah, it should be a good one. So, Petro, how are you going today?
Good, thanks. Just how are you? You're well?
Yeah.
It's great to be joining you again. And I guess it's been a little while since we've had a chance to catch up, but yeah, enjoying this opportunity to have a yarn about all things DC and everything that's happening out in the community.
Yeah, we were just yarning off air and just like, how quick did those last 2 months go? We had lockdown, obviously, you know, Melbourne, Sydney going through it now, and we're finally back in the studio again, which is exciting. But it's just kind of gone crazy. And then I feel like before I know it, it's going to be Christmas time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm just trying to figure out what I really need to get done by the year's end, make a top three list and get them done, because before we know it, it's going to be 2022.
Oh, no.
Just can't believe it.
It's unbelievable how quickly it's going. But nonetheless, yeah, we've got so much exciting things still happening out there in the community, which is great. And I know we're going to have a good yarn about.
I'm pretty impressed of which, you know, the events and the things we did get done throughout this year. So it's a good chance to reflect as well. And reflection it's been huge. So, yeah, you know, we got through a few games. We got the QMC coming up. I'm a big fan of the QMC. I love it. I think my record at QMC is 2 from 5.
Ooh,
or 3 from 5? 3 from 5, yes.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's not a bad ratio.
Yeah.
I'm not too upset about that. I'm excited to get back with the sisters again. And I know there's a fair few teams that, community teams and family teams that are looking forward to getting back together again. So fingers crossed that goes all ahead. But yeah, it's important that we keep looking after our mob, keep getting vaccinated and keep doing what we can control in order to get back to, you know, what was, I guess.
Yeah, very much so. And, you know, you're right. It is something to really look forward to as a QMC. Again, I think the community just love it so much. They get behind it and, you know, to have so many participants take part. Obviously, been a bit of a challenge, you know, navigating through COVID times, but it's good that we've got it coming up and something to look forward to. And like yourself, we've got so many great footballers that are going to take part and, you know, I can't wait. It's such an exciting part of the year.
Absolutely. And did you sit down and have a look at the Olympics and tune in?
Yeah, it was such an amazing opportunity, really, to, you know, celebrate, you know, what some amazing Australian athletes. I mean, you know, it was just a great contest, and obviously there was a lot of talk about, you know, whether it would actually happen, you know, given the challenges of COVID, especially there in Japan. But, and, you know, I think the way they were able to navigate through that and able to hold, you know, just an amazing contest in being able to showcase so many wonderful athletes from across the world. But as I said, you know, to see our Australian athletes perform the way they did was unbelievable.
Absolutely. You know, we had Talikwa over there and Brandon and some really awesome games. It's interesting to see how they stay motivated during that time of just getting extended from being postponed last year and then playing in front of, you know, minimal crowds and things like that. So big shout out to them. I can't imagine how hard it is to stay motivated throughout those competitions and, you know, postponed events and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So
it was so good to have that personal, I guess, connection, you know, for us, especially for Deadly Choices as well. And the mob sort of, you know, watching watching Talikwa and Brandon and Paddy Mills. I mean, we just had so many wonderful performances. But you know, again, you know, for our DC ambassadors, our fellow DC ambassadors in Brandon and Talikwa, that was wonderful to watch. And you're right, I think sort of hearing the challenges they had in trying to prepare for the Olympics, it was pretty full on. I know Brandon, you know, had a couple of injuries there that he had to sort of get through, competitions that were cancelled, you know, leading into his appearance there at the Games. So, you know, full credit to him and what he was able to achieve. And again, Talikwa, you know, to be able to continue to train and to play with those challenges of COVID, and then to go across there and perform the way she did and bring home a medal for Australia was wonderful.
Yeah, and, you know, they're just wrapping up their quarantine too, so it doesn't stop straight after Tokyo. You got to keep kind of, you know, following the rules and doing what you're doing for, you know, your passion, your love. But NRL. So Petro, for those who've just jumped into their car and tuned in, I've got Petro Seven Aceva here. It's the Deadly Choices radio show. And, you know, we're having a yarn about NRL. Mm. So obviously the bubble hit. We had to pick the NRL up pretty much and bring it to Southeast Queensland. And, you know, happy days for us. But it's been a bit of a completely new area and environment for our teams. But they're doing what they got to do to keep playing the game they love. So we've got Storms, Panthers, Rabbitohs, Roosters there in the top four. But you know all about, you know, playoffs and playoffs and coming into the top eight and the top four and what it takes to win a grand final. So obviously a different environment, but what's, you know, how are the boys going to be feeling, and how was it like for you to obviously be with the team and then obviously be affected by the bubble?
Yeah. So look, job well done to Peter Volandis and the NRL trying to relocate the competition. And thankfully, you know, with Anastasia Palaszczuk, the Queensland government, and, you know, the good track record that we had in controlling COVID, we were able to, you know, bring the game up here. It's a huge logistical nightmare, no doubt, for the NRL to try and move every NRL side up to Queensland. And then obviously, you know, to play those games here as well under those bubble conditions. So it is a bit of a challenge. For myself, I was doing a bit of work for the Broncos in their education and welfare department, because I wasn't a direct part of the team staff. I wasn't included in that bubble, so which was fine, because obviously you know, they had to lock down pretty hard, and for myself, you know, Deadly Choices, my work in the community is my number one priority. So the Broncos knew that, so it wasn't a problem. But obviously I'm still connected to the team and message the boys regularly. But it's been a pretty positive finish to the year for the Broncos. Obviously it's been a tough year with the way they went, but you know, I think over the last couple of weeks especially, they've shown some real good fight, and you know, some players that have moved on to other clubs, some signings, some announcements, you know, so there's some real positivity, some good signs there for the Broncos. Unfortunately, and we're talking, you know, finals footy, they're not going to be in contention. But you know, when you're looking at our Queensland sides, the Titans, you know, sitting there at ninth position. So
good.
There's a lot to play for in these next couple of weeks. So hopefully, if they can jag a win, I think they've got a tough one against Newcastle this weekend. If they can push themselves a bit higher up into the ladder, they're obviously into the eight. And then again, talking finals footy, once you make the finals, that's the start of a new competition, more or less.
Absolutely.
And I remember Wayne would always say to us, you know, the challenge is just getting to that eight. Once you're in the eight, forget about
different
what's happened.
Game.
Yeah, forget about what's happened during the year. Let's just focus on what each game is as it comes, and hopefully getting to a grand final. So, you know, look, it's hard to look past, obviously, the likes of the Melbourne Storms, the Panthers, the Rabbitohs, and the Roosters, I think, have shown some good form. A side that, I don't know, on their day, can upset anyone. I think, you know, the Seagulls, but, you know, depending on the injury to Tommy Turbo, whether he takes part any further in the year. When he plays,
he's definitely their go-to, isn't he, X-Factor?
Exactly, and they're world-beaters. So, you know, I think anything is possible. You know, the Titans, if they get in that eight, you know, again, anything is possible. So
seeing them have a go at Storms the other week was really impressive. They come out in the first half and just gave it their all, and
they did.
And I was looking at the names on paper, and it's not too bad. Like honestly, Titans have a really great team on paper.
Yep.
Bit of a new kind of side, I guess, putting together new names and stuff like that. Mm. But yeah, it's exciting, and I can't wait to see where they go in the next couple of years.
Yeah, that's right. I think they're building really well. I think their roster, when you look at their roster. So they've got plenty of experience and some really good young exciting talent. So again, as you just mentioned there, if you can start well and complete majority of your sets, you give yourself a chance. This is the thing about these top sides like the Storm and the Panthers, is like any mistake you make, you open that door of opportunity to them, they make you pay.
Yeah.
So it is going to be a very, very interesting final series. But geez, it's hard to go past that mighty Storm outfit at the moment.
Yeah, my boys, Cowboys, they're second last. So
it's been tough. It has been tough for those Queensland sides. But look, I think
Titans, they've got a lot of footy this year, and we've gotten a lot of footy, so you know, it's been good footy all around, but not for, you know, specifically for our teams here in Queensland.
But hopefully, I can finish the year off positively and, you know, look forward to a big 2022 season.
Absolutely. And so, Dally M, pick, who are you backing, and what do you think, who's going to be in the grand final, I guess?
Yeah, look, geez, I think there's a host of Melbourne Storm players that you could pick from for the Dally M. Look, I think, you know, someone like Tedesco, I think, you know, he in the last month or so has been electrifying. And I just think if the Roosters can go really well, he's such a dominant player for them, I think, you know, he could definitely be in the chance. But again, yeah, he's got quite a number of those Storm players, a few Panthers players to contend with as well. I mean, you know, Brandon Smith from the Storm. You go right through that Melbourne Storm outfit.
Hey.
They're doing really well. But look, I think it's going to be a very tight race to see who the Dally M Player of the Year is for this year.
Absolutely. Now we've had the women's, and luckily enough, they keep the competition going. And how important is it to kind of, when they're growing, right, to keep that quality as well as quantity?
Yeah, look, it is. It's a big challenge whenever you're trying to look after your roster. And I think especially it's so exciting in the women's game. I think, you know, to see it continually evolve and to see the way it's growing and to see all these new young faces, these new young ladies now getting this opportunity to play NRLW, I think it's really exciting. Obviously, you know, we're seeing new sides come into the competition this year. So I think that the door is opening wider for more and more girls, young ladies that are playing the game, or if they're looking at, you know, seeing this as a pathway to hopefully making the NRLW, this is what it's all about. So, it is exciting. The fact that, obviously, again, the challenges of COVID, the season is being delayed, so it'll start after the NRL Grand Final, which is fantastic. But as I said, going back to the roster, you've got quite a number of good experienced players right across the board, but it's about, you know, having the right ones and then complementing that with some really good young talent. So balance is the key. I think if you can get that balance right within your roster, I think, you know, that they'll do well. So it's been really interesting. Obviously, the Broncos have been so successful throughout the evolution of their NRLW.
I think the Broncos have done that the best, where they brought in new girls and talented, as well as, you know, kept their old girls around. So, you know, it's in things like putting Ellie Brigginshaw in lock and Taryn Aiken in half, things like that. You know, you're putting one of your best players and probably arguably the world to another position that she doesn't usually play to make room for new talent, but also complement the team. So I think that's, you know, things like that. If every team can do that, and good luck to them, we can create a better pathway for the next generation. And I think that's what it's all about, is keeping that quality, but also, you know, growing over time. So, and then that's what we do here at DC, you know, with all of our events. You know, we're very committed to keeping our carnivals like QMC, the Murray Carnival, going. Yeah. And, you know, what has been your favourite event so far this year that we've been lucky enough to sneak in?
Yeah, well, actually, it was a couple of months ago we had our big elders Sydney Games competition at the Broncos Leagues Club, mm-hmm. and it was wonderful. We had all ambassadors there. We had teams come from everywhere, from the Gold Coast, Ipswich, up to Gympie, I think, and out to Toowoomba. It was wonderful to see so many elders being present on the day, and wow, what a competition it was! It was so much fun.
They don't muck around, eh?
Yeah,
that's
it. And you know, and all the aunties, uncles. Geez, if you get a score wrong, they'll tell you about it. And you know, there's no cheating going on, because they're so committed, so driven to doing well, and represent, you know, their region with pride. And you know, Uncle Dusty does such an amazing job. We had you know, great music, great food, so it was just such a great thing to be a part of. And we had some of our Deadly Blues ambassadors there as well. Willie awesome. Mason was there, and you know, just having those guys alongside our other ambassadors, fantastic ambassadors, it was just so much fun. And just great to see those elders having a good time.
Absolutely. You know, that social aspect of it is so important. And you know, my nan, she's almost some like the most theatrical people, so it's just funny to watch them, you know, give each other a bit of smack talking and having a bit of fun. But like I said, it seems like the and fingers crossed it doesn't happen like this too soon, but like, you know, it feels like Christmas is going to be here tomorrow. But is there anything that you're looking forward to in the end of the year?
Yeah, well, I guess with QMC coming up, I think that's going to be something that's very, very exciting. You know, and I think for the teams, you know, to be preparing for this. Again, we're fingers crossed that you know, we have no more sort of COVID issues, but you know, we can look forward to what is going to be an amazing event. And as I said, to be able to participate, that is just so key and so vital to the success of this. And it's going to be, you know, a couple of great days of footy, and then I'm off to Calwyn actually this Friday. We're doing
some Gold Coast?
doing down the Gold Coast. We're looking at you know, to obviously talking all things COVID and getting immunised. I think that's really important. You know, we're spreading the word out there in the community, and you know, just shout out to all the mob that have got their immunisation done already, and really, really recommend and support yous all out there to just you know, have a chat, go to your Aboriginal Medical Service, have a yarn to the doctors if you have any queries or any questions. But it's so important that we can get this done, and we can get hopefully back to a bit of normality sooner rather than later.
Fingers crossed. Hey, look, I've got my jab. I'm lucky enough that I've got both my first and second jab, and I'm definitely pro-choice. And it's all, you know, some people, it's probably not in their best interest to get it. Some it's definitely. So as long as the majority of us are out there asking the questions from our GP, and they're the people who know our health the best.
That's
so
exactly.
Who better to go to? I think that's the best way to go. And for me, it's a personal decision, but I made it thinking about, you know, people like my grandparents who might not be able to get the vax because of their own, you know, immune system and health. So I'm just doing whatever I can do, control to look after my community, my family, my elders, the most vulnerable in our communities as well. So, you know, it's you're probably the best person to, you know, such a easy person to yarn with. So it's so important that we have those conversations with people, and we don't shut, you know, anyone out, and we make sure that we kind of back our information and facts with kind of credible resources, you know.
Yeah, that's a wonderful thing about you know, medical services, in that, you know, any information that you need to yarn, sit down, and then you can make those decisions for yourself. So which is really important. As I said, there's just so much information there available. So all you need to do is just get on online, pick up the phone, get in touch with your Aboriginal Medical Service, and get the information that you need.
Absolutely. Now, before we let you go, what is the deadly choice that you're making right now in your life, Petra?
Yeah, look, it doesn't change for me. I'm a father of four teenagers, so just getting out there exercising with them of an afternoon. So we either go kick the footy, go for a walk. You know, I live on Ningining Country over at on Redcliffe Peninsula. So, just taking advantage of, you know, going for a walk along the beachfront there. It's always nice this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, thank you for coming in today, Petro. And, yeah, we really appreciate it. And we'll you know, yarn to you soon.
That's it. Thanks so much, Nay. Cheers.
That was Petro Sevenisiva, one of our Deadly Choices ambassadors and rugby league legend. And honestly, one of my favourite guests to have around. He's just such an awesome character and great to have a yarn to.
You're listening to Deadly Choices Radio on 98.9 FM.
So now if you just tuned in, we're gonna head to a yarn that Nathan Apo had with Nico Hines. He's playing some great footy for the Melbourne Storm. So check it out.
How you going, guys? Nathan Apo here for Deadly Choices TV. Obviously exciting to be back. I've been away for a while. Today we're going to have a chat to Nico Hines from the Melbourne Storm. We are lucky enough to sign a partnership with the Melbourne Storm, created some amazing health check shirts that we're going to be rolling out around the country, and it's great to be able to have some amazing ambassadors attached to that as well. Obviously really important times at the moment, going in and getting your vaccine jab if you haven't yet, looking after our friends and family. We've got a few photos here from a few of the mob who have been going in, getting the jab, looking after their family and friends. Tracy there, yeah, Jada, down to Yulaburraba. There's the man JT in the smile, look at him. Talika Clancy, our very own silver medalist. And Jackson Canuto, my favourite. That's my favourite right there. So Kieran Chilcott, CEO from Kelwyn Development, and Byron as well. So, yeah, great to see everyone going in. You know, important, if you do go get the jab, post up a photo to our Instagram, Facebook or Twitter. Tag us in and we'll definitely share it. So, now we're going to have a chat to Nico Hines. Very exciting times. And here we go. And join with me is Nico Hines from the Melbourne Storm. How are you, brother?
Good, bro. How you going?
Yeah, good lad. Who's your mob? Where are you from?
From the Wiradjuri tribe in Griffith there. But I also like to represent the Darkinjung people of the Central Coast and Yamana Beach.
Yeah, nice. Hey, we had a quick little chat when you were in Origin camp a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Must have been good to be a part of the Origin series this year and also, I guess, get the win too.
Yeah, it was. It was a really good experience for myself. You know, it's something I'd didn't think that I would get to be a part of so soon in my career. And, you know, I was really grateful for the opportunity, learn a hell of a lot, and just trying to take that into my routine and my everyday training at the moment. So, yeah, it was good and good to be a part of an Origin Series win.
Yeah, so we've got a partnership, Deadly Choices, with the New South Wales Rugby League, and we're lucky enough to even, you know, sign up with the Melbourne Storm, going to do some amazing things down in Melbourne, Victoria, and up here all around Queensland with all of our partners. A few weeks ago, we were able to create a Deadly Choices Melbourne Storm shirt that the boys were repping up in Brisbane for the captain's run.
Yeah.
I guess it's must be great to know that we're able to have this partnership and really create an amazing shirt that's going to get our mob into our Aboriginal health services to complete a 715 and look after their own health.
Yeah, it is for sure. And all the boys were loving it. They were rocking it very proudly as well. And, you know, it excited me and Joshy and Remus, the Aboriginal boys in the team, that to see how much they really enjoyed wearing the shirts. And, you know, it's opening the guys' eyes who aren't Aboriginal in our about Choices program. And, you know, it's something special you guys are doing. And we're grateful to be a part of it and hopefully keep spreading the message, because it's a really good concept. And, you know, everyone's got to look after their health.
It was funny. I think we were supposed to get the shirts back and everyone sign them, and Melbourne Storm said, "Nah, actually, they want to keep them." So it was actually pretty good. And it was funny seeing Munster there having a bit of a joke with the lady who was giving him a COVID test. He's wearing the shirt as well. So it's good to see the boys are being able to embrace it, and and also I think with you guys as role models and you having the platform you are, I think. The mob are going to see the shirts, and they are different from all of our other clubs as well. It's an amazing design, great colours, and such a, you guys are doing so well at the moment as well. So it's a great incentive for mob to go get their 715, isn't it?
Yeah, it is for sure. And you can't really get the shirts off the boys at the moment. We have our usual training kit, but most of the boys wear the Deadly Choices ones to the gym now, or just even around the facilities here at Noosa. So yeah, it's an amazing concept, and I just love seeing the boys wear it around, and it's just spreading the message, and the mob is seeing that, and I'm sure they'll be very proud of it.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great incentive, and it's good to see some of the mob, you know, already hitting us up. We posted a few photos up, and I know that you guys wore them for Captain's Run, and my phone was running hot, bruh. It was just like, can you get me this? I want that shirt ASAP. So it's definitely doing the job. It's going to get our mob into our health services, complete a 715 health check, and look after our own health. So it's a great initiative.
Yeah, sure.
You were telling me earlier that you are up in Noosa. How is the bubble and being up at Noosa at the moment?
Yeah, it's really good. It's a really nice resort here. We have, you know, we get it to ourselves. So the other teams at other places have to share with other teams. So not sure how that's going, but you know, we have a really good connection and good group here at the Melbourne Storm, and we make sure we look after each other, checking in with each other. You know, just making sure that we're all doing okay, similar to what, you know, that you guys try to do at the Deadly Choices. And, you know, we're just really enjoying our time together, and it's kind of showing on the field. But in saying that, we're thinking of everyone in lockdown. You know, we're not having it too tough compared to some people. So we make sure we're, you know, having some gratitude about that and really thinking about the people who are doing it tougher than us at the moment.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, looking after your own mental health, but also, you know, people around you as well, the players, and I have no doubt that you got friends and family checking in on you as well. I guess, how are you looking after your own mental health, you know, and, you know, your own well-being within camp? I guess it's great that you got your players around you, and, you know, you're training, you know, a majority of the time, and you're pretty focused on the premiership and the season this year. But how do you look after your own mental health away from everyone as well?
Yeah, the way I try to look after myself is by helping other people. You know, when I'm sitting in my room feeling, you know, a little bit down that, you know, we're not at home or we're not out and about doing things like everyone else, I just kind of think about other people and in my team who are going through a little bit worse than I am. They've got still family and kids down in Melbourne who they haven't seen in a long time. So the way I try and help myself is by helping other people, and I get a lot of joy and pleasure out of knowing that I'm trying to help other people in my team, or, you know, even just sending a message away to my friends and family. But, you know, when I'm feeling like I'm having a little down day, I'll just pick up the phone and ring my brother or my dad or my mum, you know, and just have a yarn to those guys. And we play a lot of cards here as well. We spend a lot of time trying to take people's monies and cards.
Blackfellas in our cards, we love it.
Yeah. And I'm just trying to educate myself. You know, I've got a laptop and just try and get on and educate myself in other sorts of things just to make sure I'm keeping the mind busy rather than thinking about other sorts of stuff that could impact my mental health.
Must be also okay too to have a couple characters in your team too, like Brandon Smith and Munster, who are always playing up and playing jokes on everyone. Must be refreshing to have guys like that around the club though.
Yeah, it is. It always makes it a bit easier when you have those sorts of guys playing jokes on everyone and going at it with Craig Bellamy 24/7. So, and you got Foxy as well, who just brings an unbelievable sort of energy to the club. He's always up and about, laughing, doing whatever he does best. And yeah, you know, it makes it a little bit easier when you have those sorts of players in the team that you can muck around with. And you know, you see a smile on their face, it can put a smile on your face pretty easy.
Had an outbreak season, bro. Obviously, you know, being called into the Origin squad and really sort of at the moment, I think you've been one of the form fullbacks in the competition. You know, what does it mean to you to be able to play this kind of footy on the big stage and, you know, representing your family and your community and doing such a great job this year?
Yeah, it's pretty big. You know, I went through a stage of my life where I thought that this would never happen, and I'm just so proud that I can do that for my people, my family, you know, in the town of Yamina and Wooi as well, where I grew up. And I hope just to really inspire people of that town and community so they can try and reach their goals one day. And, you know, I'm just really grateful that I've got the opportunity right now to play for the Melbourne Storm and be in this great team. And, you know, I reckon in what, how many years' time that everyone will look back at this team as being one of the great teams. And I'm just grateful I'm being a small part of it. And, yeah, just really enjoy my footy and hopefully to continue for the rest of the year and have a good finals run and, you know, say goodbye to this great club.
Yeah, well, you've been a great ambassador for the club and for our people, and I hope you continue to wherever you go. I know that you're moving on next year, but excited to hopefully keep doing some work with you. Olympics just finished, bit of a curveball. We've been glued to the screens like everyone else watching the Olympics. If you were an Olympian, what sport would you be playing or competing in?
Oh, That's a great question. I used to do a bit of high jump when I was young.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
I really enjoy watching the swimming, though. Like, they done outstanding for us this year, especially all the females too. So they done a wonderful job. But I don't know. I'd like to be a swimmer, but if not, high jump, I reckon.
Yeah, we're having a chat with a Deadly Choice ambassador, Taliqua Clancy, tomorrow too. I thought you would have thrown in a bit of beach volleyball or something too.
Yeah,
she got the silver a couple of days ago. So excited to have a chat with her tomorrow. But I'm good to see you doing beach volleyball or something too.
Yeah, I would love that. It's in the sun all day, every day.
Tough gig, eh?
Shout out before, to Eddie Mills, though. He killed it, didn't he? And I think that he's done an amazing job for Indigenous Australians. I think everyone would have been glued to watching him play. And he's picked up a contract with the Brooklyn Nets. So I don't really watch much basketball, but I'm a Brooklyn Nets man now.
I'm the same. I was straight on looking for a Brooklyn Nets jersey straight away. Yeah, that's my team next year. Yeah, I don't follow NBA that much, but yeah, I'm Brooklyn all the way with KD and that now. Sure. So and Patty, but yeah, I mean, even with him, you know, he always acknowledges where he comes from. He talks about community, his culture. I mean, it must rub onto, you know, all the other Indigenous athletes, say, just know how passionate he is.
Yeah, it has to. And even that interview he done after, I think it was, and just the raw emotion he had, and, you know, it gives me goosebumps now just thinking about it, how passionate he is for Australia and his people. And I think he was even given a certain amount, what, 1.5 mil or something to the Black community as well. And far out, that's just amazing. And it's going to inspire, you know, us as athletes as well, Aboriginal people to try and follow his footsteps and help out as much as we can and inspire the young Indigenous people.
100%. I think we can all we all have a part to play within our community, and he's doing his, you're doing yours. And it's great to see just, you know, Indigenous athletes who have got a platform just doing the, you know, playing their role and doing whatever they can. Before we finish up, obviously, you know, we're talking about deadly choices. You know, when you make a healthy choice, you make a deadly choice. Brothers, what's a healthy choice or deadly choice that that represents yourself? You know, I know Preston Campbell, he always talks about the importance of getting sleep. He likes to get 8 to 10 hours sleep every day. I know myself, it's around exercise and drinking lots of water. What's something that that identifies yourself with, you know, making a healthy choice, making a deadly choice?
Yeah, I think being in the sport we are, our bodies get banged up a hell of a lot in training and game day. So I try to do as much recovery as possible. I have it stick to a routine, which I wake up every morning, and if I'm near a beach, I'll go down the beach and do some recovery in there. Or if I'm near a pool, I'll make sure I jump in the pool, and that starts off my day really well. So if I'm starting off my day really well and to my routine, then I know I'm going to finish or go through the day, you know, not worried about or having any other stresses. So just getting up every day, having some time to myself, and just really, you know, starting off that day really well and recovering as much as I can. So I'm at my peak performance every training session and every game day as well, I think.
Two deadly, bros. Thanks for sharing. It's great. It's great for us to be able to have a chat to you fellas, you know, give us a bit of an insight about how you're going, and definitely with our community, you know, they definitely identify with a lot of our sporting stars. So any chance we get to have a chat with you, we always appreciate it. So, hey, lad, thanks very much. Enjoy the next few weeks. Hopefully we can probably have a chat with you again soon in the next few weeks. It'd be good to catch up, see how you're going, and just check in again. But, thanks for jumping on and talking deadly choices and Brooklyn Nets and Olympics with us. And we'll definitely jump on the bandwagon for next year, eh? You and me for Brooklyn Nets.
That's us for sure. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Any time I'll be on.
All right. Well, that was a deadly little song to get us back in our Wednesday night. We're going to be joined by Dr. Jonathan from Brisbane ATSICs, one of our clinics, and he's going to give us a bit of an update on our COVID-19 situation. Hey, Dr. Jonathan, how you going?
Yeah, hey, Shanae. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. It's always good. But we're out of restrictions a fair bit now, but tell us what our current situation's looking like.
Yeah, so in Queensland, we're still looking really good. Had a couple of cases this week, local acquired cases in some transport drivers and truck drivers from interstate, but pretty low risk by the looks of things. That we'll still be kind of monitoring that, but not really any locations of concern, and they're probably very low infectious risk for the community. Tuesday there was no further local cases in Queensland, so looking pretty good here. But yeah, look, I guess there's that kind of ongoing risk that we're worried about of a case crossing the border from New South Wales, where there's sort of record numbers now, 900 plus on Tuesday. Down south in Victoria's doing slightly better, though they're not definitely not out of the woods yet, and ACT again sort of hovering around 20-30 cases. But it's that sort of number down there that are out and about in the community when infectious is still higher than they would like it. I think more than half of those cases are out and about, so that's in ACT and Victoria. So yeah, look, down those southern states are still really grappling with this wave.
Yeah, there's some it's sad to see that it's headed towards some smaller communities as well in New South Wales. So unfortunately, you know, it's very important that we make sure it's not in our small communities, because that can be really devastating. Yeah. So, you know, big shout out to Brisbane. We've done, I think, pretty great job to, you know, be doing what we're doing. But I feel like borders will eventually open, Dr. Jonathan, and we've got to be ready for that. So, you know, vaccination seems like it's on everyone's mind a lot more lately, and that after, you know, seeing what Victoria and Sydney and in particular are going through, it seems like people are actually kind of, you know, ready to step up now, I guess.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think people are, and it's probably a bit more on people are having to book in and wait that time out to get an appointment, a bit more than not being willing, which is great. But hopefully more vaccine can come along. We're hoping Moderna comes out soon enough probably in the pharmacy, so that'll be another opportunity for people to get vaccinated. So yeah, look, I agree with you, and I think there's sort of two things that we've got to be aware of. One is this risk of an outbreak happening in Queensland, which I think everyone's thinking it's a bit more of a matter of when than if, but also there's that long term that eventually we do have to open up, because restrictions can't go on forever. They do cause other harms to us and to society. So we've got to be prepared for that time in the future when COVID will be circulating in the community. And if you're not vaccinated, you are going to be vulnerable to severe infection and hospitalisation and death. So much more than someone who's vaccinated.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, if you have any questions and queries about vaccinations for, you know, the mob listening in, head to our Deadly Choices Facebook page. Shoot your question in, as well as, you know, we always say week in, week out, head to your local GP. And, yeah, get your questions sorted there. They know your health the best. But, you know, honestly, Dr. Jonathan, for me personally, when I got my second jab, it was just kind of a sigh of relief, right? Like, you know. It doesn't fully protect you, but it definitely does, you know, protect you from severe kind of symptoms and worse off, right?
Absolutely. And that's the biggest impact that the vaccines have, is to seriously reduce your chance of, one, getting infected, but having real, you know, serious sickness from it, ending up in hospital, ending up on a ventilator and dying from COVID. But it doesn't stop at 100%. Nothing is really 100% like that. But you want to give yourself the best chance. And I think the vaccine does that, versus taking your chances with getting COVID itself, at some point in the future. So yeah, I agree with you that the relief when you get your second jab. I had the 12 weeks in between my first and second, so I was kind of hanging out to get the
second. Yeah, right.
I'm in the vaccine clinic on a Wednesday and really enjoy, being able to kind of get people completed. And, you know, it's just, it's a joy watching people kind of getting through that process and being finalized. So, but the sooner you start, the sooner you can be done with it. And look, there's lots of appointments across, I know Southeast Queensland in terms of, for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people wanting the vaccine, whether you're a regular patient of an AMS or not, they're able to bring you in for an appointment. So we're going from the age of 12 and upwards now, so bring the family in together to get done. Just contact your local AMS Southeast Queensland or across the state, I know. And you'll be able to make those bookings in. And there's been some fun events happening too. We've been doing some evening barbecues at different sites and different things to kind of make it just a bit more interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. We're I've definitely had the chats with my family. And it's not for everyone. It's a personal decision, and we've always encouraged everyone and reminded everyone that it is a personal decision. But for me, I made that personal decision thinking about my grandparents. I don't think their immune systems are really strong enough to get it, unfortunately. So, I just figured, the more conversations I have with my mob and my family, and the more we can be protected around them, the best they're gonna, be at having, healthy life and also, avoiding COVID-19 as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. Well, if you need any advice, the best places to go to, what would that be, Dr. Jonathan?
Yeah, as you said, I think the Deadly Choices pages and social media is really great. Gives you the links to get vaccinated plus a bunch of information. There's the step up for the jab campaign that's going, so there's information there, and your local AMS or your GP that you see, talk to them, come up with your questions. I think don't be sort of hiding from what you need to think about, and it's a personal choice, but you've got to kind of seek out the information if you're not sure, rather than kind of pushing it off to another time, because I think time is ticking away and counting down for some of us being exposed to COVID in the near future. I think have a look at it and be informed.
Absolutely. Better be safe than sorry, I always say. But thank you for coming on today, Dr. Jonathan, and having you on to us. We always appreciate your time.
Yeah, you're welcome, Sinead. Thank you.
Now, remember, to keep up with all that advice, like we said, head to Deadly Choices Facebook page or to a Queensland Health website to make sure you get that credible information, and stay away from those Facebook pages. Sometimes they can be a bit dangerous. Remember to keep up to date with any of our Deadly Choices events. You have to be up to date with your 715 health checks. So book into your local clinic today, give them a call, and you also get a Deadly Choices 2021 shirt. So you can style up in some awesome Deadly Choices shirts there. Plus, you can tune into any of our Deadly Choices Facebook live sessions there. We had a lot of awesome sessions from last year, some amazing Pearls of Wisdom yarns, a good Quick Tucker podcast if you're trying to, spice it up in the kitchen, Deadly Kindies play groups, keep the little ones busy, DC Fit, and there's so much more. So head to our Facebook page to check that out. Lastly, our respiratory testing clinics, they're in Southeast Queensland, they're still open. So, if you're experiencing any COVID-19 symptoms, no matter how mild, give your clinic a call, book in for a test. You can find your closest clinic at www.deadlychoices.com.au. So yeah, mob, get vaccinated. That's important. That's what we've all been yarning about. And also keep an eye out for our Murray Carnival. So that's coming up soon. I know there's teams still needing players. So check that out on our Facebook page and our website. And contact us, and I'm sure you can get involved somehow. So remember to tune in same time, same place here at 98.9 FM for the best country next week. And I'm sure you'll keep making those deadly choices in the meantime.
Deadly Choices Radio, a show encouraging mob to make healthy choices, from stop smoking, eating good food, exercising daily, and getting a health check for themselves and their family. Featuring Deadly Choices ambassadors, the Healthy Lifestyle Mob, and many more. So tune in to Deadly Choices after 6 p.m. each Wednesday and on demand at 98.9fm.com.au.
This Deadly Choices radio podcast is sponsored by Deadly Choices. A deadly choice is a healthy choice.